This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. A membership list reviewed by the New York Times show that Trump's Mar-a-Lago clubs, nearly 500 paying members, include dozens of real estate developers, Wall Street financiers, energy executives, and others whose business could be affected by Trump's policies. At least three club members are under consideration for an ambassadorship. Most of the 500 have had membership predating Trump's presidential campaign, and there are a limited number of memberships still available. China says we'll not buy any more coal from North Korea in 2017, which is the country's largest export. The Ministry of Commerce announced a ban without giving a reason, but China is thought to be deeply frustrated with North Korea over its recent missile test and the assassination of Kim Jong-un's half-brother in Malaysia. Palm Beach International Airport, less than 2.1 nautical miles from Mar-a-Lago, which owns 60% of its traffic to general aviation. In the president's residence, all inbound flights must first detour to one of five so-called gateway airports, including Teterboro Airport in New Jersey and Orlando International Airport in Florida, where aircraft can undergo the security screen necessary to get clearance to fly on to Palm Beach. In the U.S., only the Tennessee Valley Authority, itself a government corporation, has been able to bring a new nuclear reactor into operation in the last 20 years. Of the dozens of new reactors once up for licensing with the Nuclear Regulatory Commission, only four are actively under construction. Two are in the Alvin Vogel Generating Station in Georgia, and two at the Virgil C. Sumner plant in South Carolina. With the Greek government pushing through more tax increases to comply with austerity requirements, more than 21,000 self-employed workers and small firms have shut down in the past 2 months. The Republican proposed health care plan would alter both of the programs in the Affordable Care Act, changing the winners and losers. It would substantially cut funding for states and providing free insurance to low-income adults through Medicare, and it would change how tax credits are distributed by giving all Americans not covered through work a flat credit by age regardless of income. The Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.